Hi guys, welcome back to yet another episode of my podcast. I know it's been a very long time since we did a podcast. Mazee imekuwa so long mpaka wase wengine wananiuliza kwani ulianza podcast ukatusahau ama kukwaje. But no, we are here and I had to do like a end year episode just to wind up the year, and of course I'd like to pass my gratitude to you guys. Mazee asanteni sana for the support, for listening to my podcast. And next year we are doing it even bigger. So yeah, karibuni sana. Today we are joined with an amazing guest. She's the first guest on this. Hata nime spoil. I wanted you guys to wonder who am I talking about. So... So she will introduce herself and then we'll go through straight to the discussion of the day. Yeah. So yes.
Nice. The pleasure being here. The money cast himself.
Right. Right.
It's a pleasure being here. Thanks for My name Karibu is Laura.
So it's a pleasure, yeah.
Thank you. My name is Laura Lepore. Kwa watu wa Central, poleni sana. It is Laura Lepore.
Oh.
Yeah. So, ndio huyo mimi. I am an electrical and electronic engineer by profession. I am also funny, at least I think I am.
No, you are. You are.
Oh. You just have to say that because it's your podcast.
No, everyone's laughing. I'm very sure the person who's listening right now is laughing at this.
Wow. Yeah, but all in all, on a lighter note, I love eating. You have to respect your food. I love like resting, you know, allocating time to also time to wind up and turn up and stuff like that. Yeah, and luxurious vacation. So if you're calling me on a vacation, I hope it has, you know, spa, mahali, huh? A swimming pool, apocando. Yeah. Girl can dream, yeah?
So in short, soft life, and you, in a summarize.
I say mui, lakini.
So that awesome. Folks, this is Laura. I'm going to introduce. We've actually done when I started YouTube, Laura, if you can remember, tulikuwa na episodes 2020 time ya COVID. I don't know if you can remember. We had a few videos on YouTube. Ilikuwa tulikuwa jita the panel. I don't know if you can remember this.
Oh my God, don't remind me.
Hey, tumetoka mbali bana.
Mazee, your channel
iko actually ile this podcast tumeiweka huko. So it's on the same channel. We didn't change the name. So iko hivyo tu. So hata hii podcast itatukwa tu huko hivyo.
We, si ita trend. Yeah.
So guys, vibaya sana. Vibaya sana.
Okay, back in them days. Nice.
Yeah, good memories, mazee. So guys, today tutaingia kwa topic moja mzuri sana. Topic ya leo inaongelea kuhusu purpose. Na tutajaribu ku break down 1, 2, 3 things about what purpose is. So generally, interests za mtu ni gani? And so on and so forth. So Laura is here to help us with that. Actually, she's hosted a TV show. Nishauta maniacha kushout.
Ebu endelea kushout kiasi. Yako nyuma,
sikia. Umse ni celeba, na amehost TV show, amehost podcast ingine hapo noma sana. Eish. So akona experience, na leo I'm sure wasi mta enjoy sana. So maybe we can start and Laura anaweza tuambia ama tusaidie kujua purpose ni nini ama what is purpose. She could break it down for us. Yeah.
Thank you. Hey, okay. This more a personal opinion. Maybe most people don't agree nayo, but you know, it makes sense for me. So what let's hear each other out. Yeah, I'm sure also your guests can send in some messages after the podcast.
Yeah, of course, there's a section where they can write in their suggestions and everything. So yeah,
this can be an introduction. Because it's something so broad. So according to Oxford, the Oxford Dictionary, it's
the Queen's language.
Exactly. It defines purpose as the reason for which something is done or created or for which something exists. So most people, when you say purpose, they like my reason for existing in life, the reason why I breathe every day, the reason why woke me up in the morning, you know, there's all, you know, I have a purpose to achieve.
Right.
And it's so unfortunate that when someone maybe passes before their time, some people would like to find solace in justifying that by saying their purpose on earth has already been achieved.
Right.
And one day I was talking to a colleague at work, and he was telling me about a terrible car accident and a child passed away. And so the child passed away when they weren't supposed to pass. And he asked me that their purpose achieved. And I'm like, this child is just a few months old.
They haven't lived, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah.
What does that even mean? Manze didn't confuse walai, and he just kept saying, alikuwa zile za sijui alikuja ndio mama atambulike alikuwa mama. I'm like, you don't need, you know, to be born and for that title. It really like stirred in something inside of me that I thought would be nice to just get out there and understand purpose and understand, you know, the whole thing behind when do you find your purpose. I'm sure we're going to get into that right now. You know, when do you find your purpose? How do you know you found your purpose? Yeah. Do you ever find your purpose? You know, vitka hizo. But Inikitu, I'm really glad that we're talking about today.
Yeah, actually, when you mentioned about, you know, a child, you know, passing away, that's true. Many people would say that mtu yasha fulfill purpose yake, ama that it was meant to be like this. And of course, kuna so many questions like, was it supposed to be like this?
Exactly.
But, you know, sometimes you don't have the answers to everything, but I'm sure everybody has had that question, like, yani huyu mtu yetu alikuwa aone tu a breathe tu alafu aende hivyo tu, you know. But mingine tunaachia tu Mungu labda. Yani anaweza jibu maswali yetu yote. So Laura, you could maybe tell us, are there challenges that one goes through when they're finding or trying to find their interests or trying to find their purpose? What kind of challenges can someone go through? Are they there at all?
Yeah. I like how you're interchanging interest and purpose. I think, full disclaimer, I don't believe in purpose. I don't believe that we wake up every morning so that there's a goal that we're supposed to achieve. And then once we achieve that goal in life, our time here is just extra time, over time, as per the, you know, footballers call it. But I don't believe in we are here to do one specific thing.
Yeah.
So you with your podcast, it doesn't mean you were born to be a podcast.
A podcaster.
Exactly. So after the podcast, what's next?
That's so interesting,
So I would like to interchange those words: purpose, interest, you know, gift, talent, direction.
Yeah.
Those things. Really more of what you find joy in doing and what imekubali, like imeana for you. So I'd say some hindrances would be for the overthinkers out there, second
kama mimi sasa
guessing
hapa.
we overthink.
Hey, vibaya. We. Sijui. Being a psychologist, I thought would be one of the things that would help me with it, but apparently, nah.
He's a joke.
Sila happens. Ebu tuambie, labda kwa hiyo statement yako utatuse. Utatua point mbili tatu.
Hopefully. So, yeah. I can say ni ku overthink, ku second guess yourself. Like, sema, you find interest in, example, most people find interest in doing the arts, like singing or playing an instrument or learning music. But wacha tuingie watu wenye vitabu ndio life. Eh?
Yeah.
Vitabu, that is where you are. There's no place you'd rather be. For example, if your interest is in research, maybe you like researching about the different whales in the ocean.
Yeah.
And that's not all you like to do. Maybe that research has also opened doors. You go for competitions, you go for seminars and stuff like
that.
But then you also find that ukukando, you also find joy in coding. And they are very different things.
Right.
And so you're like, what do I stick to? Kuna yo phrase, a jack of all trades is a master of none. So when it comes to finding your interests and your gifts, it's not that you're supposed to be a master of one.
Right.
And it's not even about finding that sense of fulfillment.
Right.
That sense of joy when you're doing something. When you research with the whales, do you find yourself imagining you're on a coral and you're swimming them and there's something that researchers are looking into, maybe a disease that is incurable, and you're trying to, you know, go in that direction. Mm-hmm. And also with coding, you're making these whole technologies with sensors, and you're trying to be one man Google or something. So you find that it's not really tied to what you do, one thing that you do best. Wewe kama a psychologist, Victor.
Mm-hmm. Acha yes.
Nikutumie kama example juu najua utakatch.
So acha tusikie example kwanza.
When you're doing your thing, you're with a patient and you're you know, trying to dig into the root cause analysis of why they are the way they are, and you find that it opens a door in your mind where you find so much interest in the human mind.
That
because huyu mtu maybe anakupea a perspective that you've never had before, you've never considered before, but makes sense. So, and then tuseme wewe ni mse wa futa, you're the next one.
Umedai
nywele and everything.
Oh, man,
hadi niwe your ball. Yani,
vile nakonga nimewakilisha kwa feel pale bana.
Kwa feel,
yeah.
So, umefanya the wrong course, umepasuki. Fine, lakini uko nje as you can do your hobby in the meantime, uko sawa, like you've settled for less, you know? Some people may feel like that. I'm good at two or three different things. Maybe I'm not supposed to be doing any of them in my life. I can do all of them. Or, you know, it's just that whole second guessing. People want something specific to focus on. And sometimes it's like that. So another thing would be also in our lives. Sana sana our older generation who's not into, you know, arts and fulfillment as we are, you know.
Yes.
So many times you've maybe ukiingia campus uliwatoa kufanya unataka because you love food, you love how flavors nini umechochwa na hizo cooking books and anything. You want to pursue that passion and then they're like passion
doesn't
manzi mahali
vibaya sana. The point.
So wanakuambia it doesn't pay the bills. Kitukai, you. I know we've all had something like that. So from their point of view, maybe they're coming from a generation where bills are more important. you know, happiness. Happiness, you actually yeah. focus on the problem at hand. And
table.
You find
yeah.
that that's like, yeah, it's the mentality that goes generation because of what the previous generation took as important. You yeah. know, and it's not that bills are not important. I just feel like you can also find a different way of paying bills. You don't have to be a lawyer, an engineer, a doctor, and all those things, you know. Yeah, right. So those naysayers may also hinder from doing what you love that may also give you that pay those bills that they're saying you need to pay.
Right.
And that makes sense, well, yeah?
You actually broke it down. It's very interesting how you put it. Like, so many times people are struggling with the thought that, you know, they have two different interests and they're wondering where to go to or what to exactly do. And especially in our time, you know, saizi kama economy ni mbaya bana. Kuna hiyo, msee nafikiria, let me do what I can do for now. You really dug deep a little bit in that and you have brought it out so well, right? Kwa sababu most of the time, when you're looking for our, you know, purpose / interest / talent, we are usually focusing on the pay. Ama, how much you can get from this? Is it paying enough? Can I get any financial gain out of this? And when you're looking at it, and you're like, there is nothing financial coming out of it, we're like, nah, this is not it. You know?
Exactly.
And so people are looking at something they can do and earn money from it, and that is what they define as their, you know, purpose or my interest. And mara mingi inakuwa so confusing for people because uko so gifted in one thing, you can do it so well, it brings happiness to you, it brings joy to others, but at the same time kwa sababu I earn unayabandon, and you go into that profession that you think is the one and you are struggling and you're not happy. Yes, you have the money and everything, but you ile joy and then ile tu ile wind down na kusikia tu fit haiko, unaishi tu maisha yako hivyo tu, you see. And so
yeah, like on autopilot.
That's right. So you brought it out so well, and that's actually nice. That's actually good. So speaking of this, there's this guy who committed suicide the other day. Huyu msee alikuwa na kwa show ya Ellen, what's the name? I'm forgetting his name.
Twitch.
So Twitch, I've been going through the internet, I've been seeing some happy photos of this guy, some recent videos. This guy looked so happy.
Yeah.
And he looked so fulfilled. And if to someone else, they would be like, you know what, I'd want to be this guy. Mm-hmm. But turns out there's so much in a person, there's so much to what a person does and what they're going through in the background, right?
Yeah.
And of course, kuna so many questions. Why did this guy do this? He looked so happy. He had a good family. Kuna watu wengi hapo kwa show poa, ni celeb, analipo vizuri, ni dancer, ni nini. So I don't know. Maybe what could you say, Ama, what kind of input would you have in that whole matter?
Well, yo, that really... I was also shocked, but it's also like most cases of suicide among people who tunasema wame make it, ni watu wame make it. Like, when you unasema wame say alikuwa na show, like he had his own segment on the show, he was a good co-host and he had a family, kila kitu.
Right.
My point of view would have been, okay, hey, itachukua direction tofauti. okay, since I cannot explain it from a learned point of view,
right?
What I can say is, it makes so much sense that it wasn't him who killed himself. Strike on it. Like mtu akamua akaifanya ikae suicide apana.
Yeah.
Like something inside of him drove him to take his own life.
Yeah.
And then in most cases for suicide attempt, there's some articles I read about suicidal people who attempted suicide but did not. Right. Some of them came out like they were being driven to do that. A part of them didn't want to, but a part of them was doing the suicidal attempt.
Yes.
And when they actually like did something, you know, fatal, that thing left them momentarily and they came back to their senses and they realized they didn't want to die. So mm-hmm. in this case, I'd attribute it to that. I can't really explain it, but it's like there's a force that maybe drove him to that. And just when he did what he did, it has left him, but it was already too late. That's all.
And it actually makes a lot of sense, which is very true. Because most suicide survivors will have said the same thing. Like, at that moment, you don't know what comes over you. Mm-hmm. And the moment you attempted and it doesn't succeed, then you start to think about your family and what you're about to do. And so much, there's so much more to life than just leaving it all away and just going because of some form of depression or whatever it is. And so, it does make a lot of sense because there's so much to live for than actually to die for, just living up, leaving everything else just to go away. So I'd want us to wind up. We really appreciate what you taught us today. We're learning so much. And maybe just to, as a parting, you'll answer this question and then you'll give us your parting shots. Then from there, we'll see what other things we have for the viewers. So the question is, when you are pursuing your interest, or let's say purpose, we're using this interchangeably. So when you're pursuing your interest, are you expected to make a living out of it? I know we touched on it a little bit. Are you expected to make wealth from your interest or from your purpose? Is it possible to actually live your purpose without making money out of it?
Well, my definition of wealth is not necessarily just money. My definition of wealth is also peace of mind. It's also joy, incredible fulfillment. Like when you do this, there's no place you'd rather be. You feel like you to make impact. Tata kama ni na feel hivyo iko hivyo, yani I don't know how to say it, but I do expect a form of reward, if not money or in
money.
I do expect that you find that which you're looking for, like you're good at this, you're gifted at this, you're talented at this, and you do that and you consistently pursue it, then you will eventually find wealth.
Right.
It, like for example, when Victor Kianza stand-up comedy, atakama, atakama may not see you as...
Sijui kwa nini ulisema stand-up comedy, mimi najua mimi si funny, but... I don't know. What are you trying to say? What are you trying to say?
I'm not saying anything. just saying.
Yeah.
Stand-up comedy, and we don't see you as the next Churchill. But when you crack your joke, mpaka unachekelea joke yako mwenyewe, you find your fulfillment in that place, whatever you're doing, then you may make it. That is your wealth. That is your reward. Right. And I peace of mind is the best thing, that because with that you have also time to focus on other things. You have time to be joyous in other moments. There's this end that's at peace, that's so relaxing that you can see through other things and find the silver lining in whatever. So I also saw this in the Bible somewhere in Habakkuk. I think it's verse 2. Write the vision and make it plain on tablets, that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. So it's more about, you know, having a goal, having a vision that you where you want to be, and run towards it. Like, say that this makes me happy, this is what I will do. I did some media work, like podcast, YouTube, just
it's our CNN, CNN. Yeah.
Semi, si shout like.
Atuambiwa your story.
Yeah, but for me it was really fun. It was. Yeah. I was an introvert before all that. Believe.
Mm-hmm. No, I believe it. I believe it.
Okay.
Stashout sana nilikuwa nimekureed kidogo using my psychic abilities.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mr. Psychic.
Yeah.
Professor.
Honestly, after when you started doing those the shows and the podcast, there was so much, you know, you brought out so much confidence in you, so much eloquence and your speech and everything. Any people started to see so much that was hidden within you. And so when you say about your interests and everything, it actually makes sense. Sometimes we never know. Our interests bring out the best in us. Some of the things we never knew we valued, or some of the things we never knew were within us. Tunazi achilia nazina. They are beautiful things, you know, and people can start to see so much more within us. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm. I also think it defines our personality.
Right.
If your interest is in poetry, then you can have like a subtle personality. Or in the type of poetry that's more about liberation and standing up for what you think, it gives you a bold personality, you know? So it also like makes you the person that you are. And I think that is priceless, that we can't do without something that brings light into our eyes or meaning to us when we do that, you know?
Kweli kabisa. That's true.
Yeah.
So guys, we have had umesikia sikuwa na wachoche umse ni mnoma bana
umse ni dem when
your stand up comedy confirmed ndio hiyo naanza I'm just fine bana
hiyo tutavote hiyo weka tu poll the viewers wako to vote.
So guys, mesikia, Laura has shared a lot of insight and light concerning purpose, concerning interests, and we can pick a lot from it. And also relating to what she said, alikuwa amesema story we find purpose na wealth. You know, wealth si tu ile ndo unapata. Wealth can be in so many forms. So whatever your purpose is, whatever you have, where your interests are, continue pursuing them, continue, you know, trying your best to live a life that is making you happy. So whatever makes you happy, do it. Do it with all your heart. Your wealth is not just financial. It could come in many other forms. Amani mekosea, Laura, that's what you were saying, right?
Apo sana.
Apo kabisa. So we are going to wind up. Thank you, viewers. Viewers, what? Amen. Lakini kuna YouTube, bado ina count kama viewers, sindio? Yeah. So, viewers and listeners, thank you for your time. We hope to make this year successful. Ata wewe ukipanga purpose yako ya next year, interest zako. Ata your scripture, Laura, metupatia. We can always have goals for next year, for year 2023. 2022 najua imepiga kila mtu in one way or another. Watu wame ukiangalia social media watu wana unaona hauko peke yako. But hopefully we pray that 2023 will be successful na itakuwa fiti. So guys, that's our time. Thank you Laura for being with us and joining us through this podcast. Ubarikiwe sana.
Thank you for having me. Barikiwe tena na tena na pia na sana na zaidi and all that.
Amen.
Thank you for having me though. I really enjoyed it.
Karibu sana.